This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Got to give you some props, though.
Yes.
You called a lot of this a while back, bro.
Yes, with Greg Williams. And stuff. You got it there, the cut from June?
I got it waiting, man.
And you could tell that even in that cut in June, it's not really – I talked about this even months before that. But in June, I kind of talked about some of the stuff that's going on now with Gase.
The specific date that we're talking about, it's June 26, segment number 4.
Yep.
And literally, it is incredible from start to finish how, dude, everything you said is coming to fruition.
Yeah, well, it's pretty obvious. Go ahead. Fire off.
Big O, how much for an Adam Gase rant? he wants to send in a super chat for a super rant on Adam Gase. I ranted on him yesterday with was it yesterday with Jamal Adams or the day before? I forgot. I do so many.
He does get mentioned at some point because the asinineness of him. You know, you can't help but correlate it to some ridiculous, stupid nonsense. He's an easy target like that, you know, and he must like it, I guess.
Well, I'll give you something on this because there is a little bit of a development on the Adam Gase, Jamal Anderson thing. I don't know if you guys saw Greg Williams, but the defensive coordinator came out. And as you all know, Jamal Adams wants out. He wants a new contract. He's got 2 years left. They can also tag him after that. So he's got the fourth year left, the fifth year, that's because he's a first rounder, and then they can franchise him. So they've got him under control, right? So he's got no leverage right now, but he's pissed. He's sick and tired of Adam Gase. We all know Adam Gase is an asswipe. I mean, it is what it is. Adam Gase is a schmuck. Let's just call it like we see it, okay? There's a reason why people don't respect him. There's a reason why people don't connect with Adam Gase. But I told you this a while back, okay? I said whoever thought it was a good idea to hire Greg Williams and Adam Gase is nuts because those two guys do not mix, okay? First year, kind of under the radar. And you know that Adam brought one guy of his and Greg wanted to bring his son and all that stuff. And there was all kinds of issues with that. So there's been already some clash between these two. So now you've got Jamal Adams wanting out, pointing out about Adam Gase, Manish Mehta breaking the story that he's disrespected in the locker room. People don't like him. Obviously, Jamal Adams doesn't like him. No surprise, we saw what Adam Gase was here, okay? I mean, Adam Gase was built for COVID because when you watch him actually game planning on the sidelines, he's sitting all by himself. He's been social distancing for a while now. I mean, Adam Gase is the only guy on the planet that could get corona and will not pass it on to anybody because nobody gets close to that guy, okay? So now you got Greg Williams, and he goes, he has to handle his contract. He'll do all that kind of stuff. I'm hoping everything goes well. I love coaching him. I got his back. So there's a player that the defensive coordinator knows hates his head coach, and he's saying, I got his back. And he's also saying, I'm hoping it works out. Do you know why he's saying he's hoping it works out? Because maybe halfway through the season, when they're about 1-7, they're like, okay, we got to get rid of Adam Gase. And guess who becomes the head coach? Greg Williams. Guess who didn't become the head coach? Greg Williams in Cleveland. When they fired Hugh Jackson, and everybody thought it would be Greg Williams because he was the most experienced guy, but he's a psycho. He's a maniac. Everybody knows Greg Williams is a maniac. So now the maniac is backing up Jamal Adams publicly. So this is just another way of kind of a way to circumvent and a backhanded slap at Adam Gase in the process. So the soap opera is brewing with the New York Jets already as it is.
There you go.
I love that they were incredibly stupid to hire him.
Yes. Now, I don't know if they'll be dumb enough to keep him any longer, but time is running out. And that thing is only going to get nastier and nastier.
Those next two opponents.
Yeah.
Right?
Those are losses, man. I don't know. I mean, even the divisional game, but I don't know. The way the Jets are playing right now, wow, it just doesn't look – it looks like a terrible, terrible football team.
So, I love that 0-for-8 on third down through the first half.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
That was awesome.